Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Choices, that's another thing, choices. That's part of what we're going through because we can choose to make this easy or difficult. Yeah. It's your choice. So think of giving yourself permission. Everything actually starts with permission. Did you know that? Who had to raise their hand, by the way, to go to the bathroom today? I don't think anybody has. You just go, right? How about eating? Opening your eyes this morning. Who forced them open? Did you voluntarily open your eyes this morning, or did somebody go over there and pry them open for you? You voluntarily did that. It was a choice, because there are a few days I want to keep my eyes closed. I really don't want to see what's going on out there. Everything is by choice. And that's how come, you know, it's called free will, by the way, too. Did you know that? You know, everybody thinks that everything is like predestined to happen, right? Some things are. I will say that most of the things that we call it, that is what you have agreed to do in this lifetime, will happen. Now, let's pick Butch again over there a little bit. Now, he didn't necessarily sign up to be the president of the church here in Crumbaugh, or Leroy. He didn't say that. He just said, God put me in a position where I have to show some leadership skills. Oh, we'll find a church for him then. No, I didn't say that. I said I wanted to be a leader. You thought you were going to be a Boy Scout leader or somebody. Well, guess what? A little surprise. Because you're still learning what you need to learn. Because that's what you've actually asked for, was something to learn or a lesson to be gotten. And the universe has a few curveballs to throw at you because you thought it was going to be this way. Just like I thought I was going to sit in the back of the classroom and be quiet. Really? You didn't say that, Jim. You said you wanted to show you have some gifts that you wanted to finally get to show them off because you've been learning this through how many lifetimes? I'm not sure. A bunch. And I finally have said, let me share that knowledge with you. By the way, I don't know it all, and I'm not going to know it all in this lifetime, and I know that. But I will give you my best shot. Or the best part of me, whatever that is, whatever you want to call it. Just like everybody coming to church today, did you say, well, I'm going to bring my worst side of me here today. I'm going to show everybody how, I can be. Really? Well, thank goodness my friends that traveled with me didn't bring that side with them. They all brought their good side. So I got to ride here very nicely, very nicely. See? But they could have brought another side to them with them. I said, I'll make Jim as miserable as I can. When he gets here, he's going to be so uptight, and he'll be just really an ugly person. Thank goodness. They didn't bring that side to him, and I didn't want him to either, by the way. So it's beyond just the journey of making this. It's called your whole life. Did you sign up to be miserable? Did anybody in this room tell me that they signed up to be a miserable person in this lifetime? I don't see that happening. You all signed up to be the best you can be. Back to raising your hand. Send me, God, because I can make a difference. Boy, pretty cocky acting, Jim, aren't you? God, I can do it. I know I can. Then I got here and I thought, what did I sign up for? Somebody forgot to tell me the details. I just like Butch thought he was going to be a Boy Scout leader. He didn't think he was going to get stuck in church. Well, surprise. You still got the lesson, though. That's what you came for, the lesson. And then your gifts are now brought forth. Your leadership skills, whatever you want to call them, okay? Everybody has gifts, and you all brought them here. Welcome. Thank you. I've said this. I don't think I want to do this by myself. I want to say thank you all for joining me. Not just today, but this whole thing called the journey of life. You all arrived here to show me the best that you had. You brought your best of who you are here present, not just today, but the whole lifetime. Imagine that. All of me. Remember, is it just your finger? Just all of you showed up. And the best of whatever that may be. Is that exciting? I think it's very exciting to know that. You guys showed up with the best of you to bring, okay? Everybody just saw some of the Olympics, right? And of course, that's supposedly the best, right? Of the whatever that is, okay? Whatever they were doing, running, tracking, swimming, or whatever. So to think, are you kind of like an Olympic star in your own way? Did you ever think of that? Because you're bringing the best of whatever talent you have to this planet right now. So everybody wants to get one of those gold medals. You got one. It's not going to be handed to you physically, but the universe recognizes that. It's like saying, God's over on the other side. I always say, God's got a trophy for me when I get home, okay? And I'm going to say, man, it's a beautiful trophy. Look at how beautiful that is. And they'll say, well, how did you earn that, Jim? By showing up in this lifetime and doing the best I could and putting up with some people. Really? Yeah, I did it. I got my trophy. And don't forget the big parade they got for me down Main Street. You know, that's coming up too. You know, I might be the only one on the parade, but that's another story. But that's okay. If I recognize that's how I feel, that's important. Do I feel I want to be recognized and appreciated? Why not? Heck yes. If it's only even just me that appreciates myself. Be again, proud, happy who you are. Even if you're the only one that's appreciating who you. But if you start to look around, you're going to see a lot of other people that do appreciate you in your own little way, or their way, I should say. Has anybody ever said thank you just for, like, say, I'm holding the door and somebody walks up and says, thank you? I don't think that's such a big deal to hold the door, is it? For me, it isn't, but for some people, maybe it's a big deal. Because I've had a few people walk to the door and practically pull it closed behind them because, I don't know, I guess they didn't want me too close or something. I don't know. That's life, isn't it? Anybody ever noticed little stuff like this? Is it really the little things that matter? You've heard that before, haven't you? The little things do matter. So what you're doing, and let's just pick up something that's real simple. Has anybody walked down the sidewalk or the street and ever see some trash laying there? Did they ever pick it up, or we tend to always walk by, right? How about the people that throw it down there? I've always wondered about them. Why did they think, who's their collector? Who's going to pick up after them? Are they creating any karma for themselves? I'd say probably they are. Maybe their next lifetime they're going to be the garbage picker-uppers. I don't know. I haven't been in charge of that detail just yet, but I know that they will have to pay back something for whatever they call it doing, okay? Now, everybody has dumped. I know I've accidentally let maybe something slip out of my hand and it flies out the window. I'm not going to stop my car to chase after it. It's going to happen, right? But to have somebody, as I saw one day, pull up in our parking lot, open his door, and drop a big bag of trash right on the spot and drive off. That's a consciousness. That is not a mistake.
He's a rebel.
Yes.
He's a rebel,
yes,
he
is.
He's going to follow the rule.
Yeah. He wants to do it his way. Yeah. Okay? So back to those type of people, what do? I send them a blessing of white light so they'll just become conscious of what they're doing. Does that make sense? Just like if you're following somebody down the road and let's say they're on their cell phone or doing something crazy and they're driving. I'm not going to run up there and toot my horn and tell them, hey, hang up the phone or whatever, especially when they're not driving well. I will send them light to become conscious to drive to the best of their abilities. Because everybody can say, I have different abilities. Now, I would not expect you, maybe to drive professionally like a professional driver, but to be decent in your driving. That's all I'm saying to you when I send the white light to you. That you become conscious of what you're doing and driving. Did you ever do that before for somebody? Now, if somebody sends me white light and consciousness, I'm okay with that. I may not like it, but I'm okay with it. Because that puts me unaware of what I'm doing. I'm becoming conscious of what I'm doing.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.